Sweeney, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. First thing I want to know from you, what is the broadcast setup going to be like for you, John, and Susan? Because are you going to be able to be at the stadium? Do you have to do everything from the WFAN studios? What's all of this going to look like for you guys?
Yeah, John and Susan will actually be in two separate booths at Yankee Stadium, watching the game on monitors with a direct live feed, and calling the game off of that. So, as you know, it's an adjustment for them to try to not watch the ball necessarily and to watch the TV monitor. I will be working from home since my responsibility is only after the game. So I'll be hosting post-game after the game.
Sounds like the life.
Home games we will do as normal.
Good.
Road games will be the setup I just described.
That's great. Well, let's talk shop a little bit. And given that we're in the middle of a pandemic, do you feel like now is the right time for baseball to be coming back?
Well, I think it can serve a purpose, but remember, baseball isn't just entertainment. It's also an industry that, like every other business in America and all over the world, is looking to figure out how they can safely start up again and, you know, restart their own economies. And there are a number of people whose livelihood depends on the games being played. So I think there's a part of it that is the responsibility of serving as this distraction that people need, but I think from the people who are doing it, they're not doing it for the greater purpose, solely. You know, they have money to make, so the only way they can make them is play the games. So trying to figure out how they can do that as safely as possible was the goal, and we'll see. I think they've done a pretty good job so far. The testing numbers have been encouraging, but they also haven't gone anywhere. You know, nobody's gotten on a plane yet. Nobody has gone from one city to the other yet. I think that's going to be the big test. If they can keep the testing numbers in check after people start, flying all over and kind of traveling here for the first couple of weeks, then it'll be a good sign if they can keep that in check.
How optimistic are you that we are going to see a full 60-game season and a postseason?
If you had asked me 3 months ago if I knew what was happening now, there would be no way.
Yeah.
To ask me what's happening 3 months from now, really, I mean, it's just guessing. No idea. I mean, we're starting, and the best you can do is hope that everything kind of keeps moving in the right direction, because, that's what's going to let you finish the season. Otherwise, we'll tell that story when we get there, but, I mean, my optimism can only depend on the scientists and the politicians telling us what to do. And I have no idea what they're going to be telling us 2 or 3 months from now.
Yeah, Sweeney Murdy, our guest here on BTL, Yankees beat reporter on Sports Radio 66, WFAN. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Yankees WFAN. I loved your tweet recently about how people are going to judge the Gerrit Cole deal based on his first start in a Yankees uniform. But in all seriousness, though, in a shortened season and from what you've seen so far from him, what do you think we could expect to see from this guy this year?
Well, he's... so far, he's delivered the type of player that you want him to be. And what you want is for a guy to have top-of-the-rotation stuff. You want a guy to be a leader in the pitching staff, help make other pitchers around him better, and be the type of guy that you say, okay, when I give him the ball, I expect to win. And really, that's all you can go on so far. He can't make the playoffs himself. He can't fast forward to the World Series, and he can't win 7 championships in the next 9 years. Today, tomorrow, whenever. He's delivered. I'll put it this way: the last two pitchers the Yankees signed similarly were Mike Mussina and CeCe Sabathia. Mike Mussina signed in 2001. The Yankees made the World Series twice in the first 3 years. The ALCS one other time in 4 years, from 2001 to 2004.
Yeah.
CeCe Sabathia, his first 4 years, the Yankees won a World Series and made 2 ALCS. Well, this is the window. Forget about 9 years. Forget about all that stuff. What you're looking at now is an elite pitcher in his prime, and to get him to the starting line, to get him on the mound, make it all happen, that's what you're looking for. So there is immediate pressure in trying to, you know, get at least in position to win a championship. So many other factors will determine whether or not they actually will, but the Yankees have done what they're supposed to do so far. They're in position to be a really good team, and Gerrit Cole is obviously going to have a lot to say about that.
Can you give clarity to the Yankees optioning Jordan Montgomery to the alternate training site? Because a lot of people were scratching their heads and up in arms about it. Can you tell us why they made that move?
Yeah, I think it's just to, their optimal turn for him in the rotation doesn't come till after the first several days.
Right.
So they're, when they have the ability to have some extra bullpen arms here early on, potentially just a matchup issue more than anything. But, he is very much a part of their plans. I've talked to people who believe that if he looks as good in the season as he did in camp, and that's always a dangerous if,
yeah.
You just don't know once the competition ramps up. But he's a guy who could really give the Yankees a beneficial bargaining position for the winter when they have Paxton and Tanaka and perhaps Jay Happ all up as free agents. He has pitched that well that he can move up the ladder in the rotation and help give the Yankees some confidence, some assurance going forward. Short term, I think it's just pushing his start till next week, and you will see him then. This was not some sign that he isn't good enough or ready enough to pitch.
Yeah, that's what we figured. Sweeney Murty joining us here on Between the Lines, Yankee beat reporter on Sports Radio 66 WFAN. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Yankees WFAN. One player who I absolutely love is Miguel Andujar. I remember watching him play in Scranton Wilkes-Barre when he first got called up to AAA, and it just felt like there was something special about his bat. I mean, he's got such a great bat, and he can perform at such a high level, it feels like. But in some ways, it feels like there's no room for him. What path do you think Aaron Boone takes with him?
Well, they'll make room for him because he's a pretty good bat. And that's what's really going to be a big difference. The trick for him, I think, is going to be able to maintain a high level of offensive performance, even if it's not every day and if it's moving around from position to position. You've heard of players who take their defensive troubles with them to the plate, and that shouldn't be something that he needs to do right now. He needs to focus on just being the same dynamic hitter that he was 2 years ago before the injury. Mm-hmm. I think the outfield stuff will take care of itself. Is he going to make a few mistakes out there? Sure, but he's not going to embarrass you out there. And it would be naive to think that he's not going to make some errors somewhere. When you mentioned, how quickly he became an elite bat, that's also a reason why his defensive game was slow to catch up, because he moved up the chain so quickly as an elite bat that, by the time he got up to the big leagues, his bat was ready, but his defense had not caught up to game speed at that level. So I think that they will find him his at-bats between third base, first base, DH, left field, right field. You'll see him bounce around a little bit, but the important thing is going to be to get him his bats in there pretty frequently and see what he can do.
With Glaber's return to short, his natural position, and DJ having the season that he had last year, I mean, what really felt like he was the MVP of the ball club, where does this middle infield rank among all the other ones in the AL and maybe among the majors in general?
Well, I'm curious to see how Glaber Torres responds to playing shortstop full-time. He is a guy who had trouble in the spring, and he just had some defensive lapses, mostly of concentration.
Yeah.
And it happened last year at second base as well. It wasn't always costly, but, watching him every play, you could tell there were times that he just had some of these lapses. And that's, you want that to improve. You don't want that to hurt you in a big spot. So I'm curious to see how he responds playing shortstop every day and hoping that he makes those strides. DJ LeMay, who's an outstanding player, and I think the Yankees are fortunate that his stay on the COVID IL was not long, and he was able to get some, get a little game reps in quickly enough before the season started so he didn't miss too much time. He's a phenomenal player. Hopefully he gets off to a decent start. But, I'm going to have my eyes on Gleyber Torres to see how he's maturing and growing with his consistency on defense.
You know, the reaction over the last week or so on Twitter has been, as I'm sure you probably know, absolutely wild, with Aaron Judge just belting blasts everywhere on the field. I mean, is there a true reason to be optimistic for his return, for him to be healthy and ready to go and maybe be back to his old form that we saw his rookie season?
Yeah, I think that's the hope. I mean, he's obviously shown a lot in these last few games that everyone got to watch, and showed that he's healthy and able to take competitive swings. You know, this wasn't just batting practice. These were situations where he jumped on pitchers who were trying to get him out and hit the ball a long way. And that will make you dream about 2017 Aaron Judge, or really any version of Aaron Judge has been healthy.
Yeah.
That's really all you were looking for. So he's healthy. I think you can dream on it, and we'll see. The Yankees have never really had that extended period of time where Judge, Sanchez, and Stanton have all been healthy and in the same lineup. Remember, you know, Sanchez had his issues with groin injuries and leg injuries. That's curtailed his production the last couple of years. And Stanton had a lost season last year. Judge with the injuries, that. So I think, you know, the Yankees are in a position right now where everything is working fine, where they're all healthy and in the lineup, and now you kind of figure out, you get to see if that's going to play out the way you envisioned it when you start penciling all their names into the lineup.
Hey, Sweeney, appreciate a couple of minutes. Be safe, be well. Can't wait to hear you on the post-game show as the season gets underway here, okay?
Nick, thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it.